This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
It is You Better You Bet. I'm Sean Morash, it's Ken Barkley, it's not Tanner Flynn, although Tanner, we're going to try to be you here this segment. So if you're
Tanner, by the way, Sean is just like, you're catching strays.
Don't apologize
right now. You're just really
don't apologize.
Well, what did he want? Well, I guess he gave interviews about it, so I guess he does want the attention. But you know, I was going to say why does he get the spotlight?
So Tanner Flynn wins off a parlay of championship and one UFC fight, $8 when I'm 22 grand tonight. If the Avalanche win, or if the Avalanche win one more game this year, he will have turned $25 into $34,000. So
every champion, just like really like, let's let that, cause Sean and I are about to try. Right. Let's really let that sink in for a second. The dude picked the winner of every league twice.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm up here trying to do it once, period. Not once a season, like not a whole season, like actually just one team.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that, Ken, because now we're about to do this. It's going to be a fun little exercise. I will tell you, because you can do it in a few apps, that I have my five legs ready. I'm not including a UFC fight.
Okay. So what five sports first? Because I'm going to do the same thing. What five sports?
The four major sports: Stanley Cup, so, NBA Finals, World Series, Super Bowl, plus college football's national champion.
So for people who are like trying to figure this out calendar wise, because I could actually figure out the hedge one, it would be hockey.
World Series.
So it's World Series, college then, football national championship game.
Yep. Then Super Bowl,
CFP final, Super Bowl,
and then remember they're going to be aligned next year a little more.
NBA would actually be the hedge, probably.
Probably
NBA's,
right.
NBA is going to be later. Well, I don't know what the calendar's like, but if it's a normal year, NBA's later.
Probably right. And like you said, you're kind of, everybody has, you know, there's a kind of a clear favorite, then obviously a group of favorites. So taking a stab. So how do you want to do this? You want me to go first or you to go first? How do you want to roll this?
Is it more fun? I want to do a thing on responsible betting for
first sports.
Is it?
Okay.
But do we alternate sports and build as we go, or is it more fun? Is it more fun for you to go through the calendar and then I go through the calendar? And if people on the staff want to try to do this, by the way, like please, like I would like you to try to do this.
No,
like,
Ken,
I think we should try to do it. Bill should try to do it. Scott should try.
We should go per sport. This way, the audience doesn't think like you're trying not to be the same as me. You know what
that
I mean?
That makes sense. Right. Okay. All right. I got it. So
like it's
so
not like just, so like for instance, if I rattle off the five and they happen to be the same five you have. Could easily turn around and change
it
for good
different.
Rating.
Okay,
right.
But I'm saying
we shouldn't try to be different. We should really try to do this on what we think.
Okay. So I will do this disclaimer one time for 30 seconds. Every time we do this, I feel like I need to do this. These are bets that like never win. And the reason why this guy is getting publicity right now is that he's won twice or gonna win twice. The Avalanche are gonna win the series 95% of the time. So just like, if you want to put these in, great. Bear in mind, the person who won a lot of me put them in for $8 and $25. So just like, don't go crazy with this stuff. And like, this is actually a topic where it even feels stupid for me to say that out loud. But like, let me just emphasize that real quick. Like, these aren't going to win a lot. They're actually not going to win even like 1% of the time. But sometimes they're going to win. This guy won. This guy's going to win twice. So treat them like lottery tickets, basically.
Right.
Like how much? And here's a really dangerous thing. Think about what you would spend on lottery tickets. That's what I would spend on this. For some people, what you spend on lottery tickets is definitely too much money. But like, just keep that in mind. Anyway, we can go back to the fun part, which is going through all the parlays.
Yeah. And that being said, pretty confident my house is paid off next year. So here we go.
I have the Maserati window open over here and I'm already doing the customization options. I feel really good about it.
Yeah. All right.
You think leather probably, right? Is that good? Yeah. Okay. Right.
So let's go. All right. So let's have at it. And again, we're going to go sport for sport here and try to go in chronological order, which would be Major League Baseball's World Series. And now again, BetRivers has their odds, depending on where you go, you know, the odds may vary just a little bit. So, you know, basically though, most gambling websites, we're going to go with BetRivers here, will have the numbers around the same. I mean, close enough. They're close enough.
Definitely. Very
especially on this long shot of future. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
and we're trying to win, so we're gonna pick a bunch of we're gonna pick favorites if we're trying to win. Like,
of course,
if we're trying to be realistic, I guess would be the right way to put it. Like, not the favorite, but like, I'm not gonna like, we're gonna do baseball. What like, what am I gonna do? Pick the Reds? Like, I mean,
no,
of course not. Right.
So let's start. So
what's your baseball team?
And again, I think this is key because this is the first one. So without the first one, the rest of the four you flush down.
Right. Then there's no content. We can't do this. We can't do the segment going forward. We got to hit the first one. All right.
So to me, it was no overthink. It's one of two teams, one of the two favorites, the Dodgers or the Yankees. I am going to take the Yankees at plus 450. It just kind of feels like everything has gone their way, include pitching health, that I don't know. It's not really a way to discredit. I'm going with the Yankees at plus 450.
I think if you're trying to just, if you're just trying to hit this thing for any amount,
plus 400 at Bet Rivers.
I think you have to pick the Yankees, and I don't, right. Not even that, like, I'd bet them right now, but for this exercise, like, the goal is to hit this parlay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could make an argument for the Mets too, honestly. Like, that would be the only other team I would think about putting in aside from the Yankees right
Seems
now.
Like a bad Dodgers, day to do that when we don't know if Max Scherzer's coming back.
Well, I was just about to say that. I actually might have put the Mets in if the Scherzer news was a little bit better. Because, like, DeGrom, Scherzer in a postseason series, and we'll see who the Dodgers get to, like, and what Buehler comes back, Kershaw's pitching again. Like, it's, you could pick, I think it's, like, one of those three. I would never pick the Astros. I'll just say that. I would pick the Mets way before I pick the Astros for this.
Right.
Dodgers, Yankees, Mets. Yeah, I think you just have to pick the Yankees if the goal is to win this. Like, that's,
and as Bill said, I took the Astros for anti-Costos content.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Fun. Astros. Real
one. All right. So Yankees number one. Now, number two, remember, we're going to jump to January and crowning a national champion in college football. I will again.
Texas A&M? What are you going with?
I'm going to take the betting favorite in Alabama. I mean, look, Saban watched Kirby Smart win a year ago. He has Bryce Young coming back here for another year. How can I say that it's a bad pick to take Alabama right now to win a national championship? Plus 150 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, you also have a college football team that's plus 150 to win the national championship. The funny thing is, including college football probably doesn't increase this parlay very much. And you have to get a whole sport right, and it still doesn't increase it very much.
I could tell you, it actually increased mine by like $50,000.
Well, because when it's like, but it probably just doubled it as opposed to increasing it by like 7x or 8x or whatever. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I would pick Alabama or Ohio State. Those would be one of the two teams that I would pick. I guess we could have the same first two legs because like they're so obvious and we're definitely going to be different the rest of the time.
I would think so. All right. So
it's Alabama or Ohio State. Ohio State's plus 250. Alabama's plus one. I mean, Alabama's more likely to win. They just are. So I'll pick so Yankees, Alabama for both of us to start.
I will tell you that the Super Bowl is where I think I put the most thought into.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you got to nail that. And to be fair, like to this guy, like had the Rams and had had Tampa and neither was the favorite. So like, that's actually pretty interesting.
I am Ken, this is going to surprise you. Maybe because it feels like it shouldn't be that obvious, but I'm going to take them anyway because they're not near the favorite. I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking the Rams.
Really? You're taking them to repeat. You have to win now, the parlay. You're taking the Rams.
Can I quickly, they're plus 1,100 Bet Rivers. Here's why quickly I'm going to tell you why I think they're going to repeat.
Oh, we AFC, this in the final hour.
AFC.
This is going the rest of the show.
Yeah. AFC feels so dangerous because it's so top heavy, let alone, I mean, the Chiefs division alone in the AFC West is nuts, that it feels like so many things could happen. I thought about the Bills who were the betting favorite. But who knows? Brian Dable's gone. Who even knows what their offense looks like? But like the AFC can go so many different ways. And I really feel like there's only three teams in the NFC right now that I think can represent the NFC, the NFL and the Super Bowl, the NFC and the Super Bowl. And that is the Packers, that is the Rams, and that's the Bucks. And I kind of did a roundabout on who I think lost the most important pieces of the three. And I think the least important losses have come the Rams' way. And it feels like they really understand how small their window is, that they will be as laser focused a returning champ as we've seen in a long time in the NFL. I'm taking the Rams.
I mean, I can't argue with that. I thought you might take Tampa. I thought that was the other team I thought you might take.
I can't stomach betting Brady in this. You know what I mean?
It's even like to win a parlay like this?
Yeah, it's like a deal with the devil.
Satan himself is the quarterback.
But also, I'm sorry, Todd Bowles, clock management late in one of these playoff games.
Sure, you have seen that film a few times.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, man. So I'm doing this, for anybody who doesn't, I'm doing this spontaneously. I kind of thought ahead of time for some sports what I would do. I was positive I would take the Yankees or the Mets. I knew I would take Alabama or Ohio State. Oh, God, what would I bet here? Let me narrow the group really quick. My goal is by the time we hit break in 2 minutes, I've decided the NFL team. So here's who would be in the mix. God, in the NFC, I'll say just Tampa, but my I don't mean that like they're the only team I think can win. Like Green Bay never wins, Dallas never wins.
Right.
The Rams have to repeat. So the only NFC team I consider is Tampa. San Francisco is actually a little interesting, but like if we did this parlay next month and Garoppolo was on the team, maybe I'd think about it. So Tampa's definitely in play for me for this selection on one side. On the other side, Buffalo for sure. Cincinnati for sure.
Yeah.
I think Deshaun's going to get like 10 games, so I can't pick them. Because I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. That's the problem.
The AFC West
if I thought they were going to make the playoffs, I might actually pick them. But,
the AFC West is so good, but it's so deep that that's where you trip yourself
nobody
up.
In the South. And then...
Really? Wouldn't consider the Colts from Matt Ryan?
Never. Oh, God, no. Yeah. They'll make it. They'll make the playoffs for sure. But no, nah, I don't want them. For this exercise, no way. So Buffalo, Cincy, Kansas City, maybe Denver.
Oh,
not the Chargers.
Chargers are the Cowboys of the AFC.
So five teams are in the mix here. If I want to do this parlay, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Denver.
Yeah.
Oh God. all right.
Now we know why Tanner Flynn threw $8 on this.
Yeah, no kidding. And probably bet more of it and just said he only made one bet. Because this is the one where it's like, how am I picking one NFL team? Oh, man, I don't know what to do. Right. I feel like I really think I have to pick Tampa. I like really think that's actually the right pick.
Boy, I got to tell you, if we are 2-for-2 on the first two legs and we get an NFC championship game, Bucks Rams at that point, me and you are going to be.
We're sworn enemies. This is just like the ultimate clash of the Titans at that point. Do I want to pick anybody? Do I want to pick Buffalo over Tampa basically at this point? I mean, no, I don't. I'll take Tampa as my
Tampa
team.
All right, we're going to pause the exercise.
I almost took Denver. I got a weird vibe about Denver. This is like not rooted in stats. I got a weird vibe about Denver this year that they're going to Rams this thing, basically get a quarterback and win the Super Bowl.
But, interesting. I have the opposite feeling. I feel like they're going to miss the playoffs entirely, but that's for another you bet this summer. Yeah. All right, so we will continue this into the Power Hour. Thank you, Tanner Flynn. Who says there's no content after the NBA Finals?
Paying our bills.
Yeah. Exactly. We will finish our crazy parlays in the Power Hour. Bill's got a Stanley Cup pick. Jake's, I'm assuming, got some hard locks for the baseball.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun in the final hour here. It's Sean, it's Ken, it's You Better You Bet on this Friday on the BetQL Network.